What were you just contemplating, everyone? What were you just thinking about? Take note. Just observe, take note of what. What that was. Not judgment, of course. Take note. And was it something that was mind expanding, mind softening, mind illuminating? Was it something that was, of benefit to you? Or benefit to others, or both, or not. It wasn't any of those things. So we don't need to judge it as in, good or bad kind of a thing. Instead, the question is one of heart. A heartful moment with ourselves. What was I just thinking? And was it beneficent? Was it beneficial? Was it neutral? Was it detrimental? Because it's only when we, right? We all know that, no matter what is the it, right? It's upon actually recognizing what's going on, causes, conditions, results. So we recognize the cause in the moment of what's going on in our mind, what emotion, what thought, what perception, what belief, etc. So namaste. Following with one another in gratitude and true deep honoring. And there's the gentleness, right? You can feel it. It's a gentleness. And it arose or was accessible by honoring one another. Even again, just a mentally envisioned or mentally projected. Honoring, namaste. And it's so important right now in our world. It's so important to recognize what's going on in one's mind, to recognize is it gentle or not? Is it clear? What is behind a word or a thought or an action? And I've been asking myself that every time I'm on Facebook now posting, some things. That began with Minneapolis, posting some things that I had not ever posted before. Meditations went on my Facebook. Occasionally something about bamboo toilet paper. or, nature. So I'm cool, trying to be very thoughtful and mindful and self-aware of my motive, of my emotion, of the action, the choice to make the action or the choice not to. So I hope and I wish for all of us as human beings, we are being very thoughtful these days, understanding that our thoughts are part of the collective. They are inextricably linked and they can't be divided. They can't be, extricated. We are one and a oneness. So we smile because that understanding is Bodhi-minded unto itself, the understanding of oneness, the complete conviction, the complete like resting in it that we are truly one whole as a species, and our species is one among the wholeness and oneness of everything in existence on Mother Earth, which is one and part of the oneness of everything that ever has been or is right now or will be in our universe. And even logically, that deduction can be made. It's not a metaphysics. How marvelous is that? Wow. So when we say, self-made realities, that's a big deal. Like big universe, big. Let's not be in error here. Let's not have confusion on that one. So it matters. You matter. Everything about every human being matters. Because every human being and everything a human being does, thinks, says, acts, dreams, visions, meditates on, contemplates with, births, sustains, lets go. Every verb we could think of. I mean, seriously, my friend, seriously, every verb we can think of matters because we are a oneness. I hope you're like holy mackerel. And taking that in is an aspect of Bodhi mind. That we can take that in and ruminate about it and think about it and contemplate it. Geez, Donna went off on a thing this morning. I wonder if it's, gee, what do I think about that? What do you think about that? Do you think about that? Does anyone think about that? And the actual fact that we can think about that we can think about anything actually, is Bodhi mind. That's the Bodhi. That's the Bodhi of mind. So we'll meditate. So it doesn't matter if somebody knows that word or actually knows what it's about or wants to investigate. What matters is the question of how is it that our mind is capable of anything that it is capable of? Where does that come from? What is its source? How is that possible, that full-ranging capacity of mind that we barely tap? Even science, right, has been telling us that for over 100 years. Right, the whole 5% thing, right? Of course, that's brain, but they're trying to find why are we so limiting with ourselves and our minds. So the capacity is Bodhi. That's the source, that's the mother. So we smile because, like, holy mackerel, there's always something new to tilt the head about, to look freshly at, to be curious about, and so forth. All those verbs again. And with the fresh understanding that every verb matters, like our actions, our thoughts, our emotions, everything that moves us, motivates us, drives us, inspires us, makes us smile, makes us cry. It matters. You matter. Your state matters. We smile with that. Because that's a great encouragement. That's a great invitation. And an amazing instruction. Just feel ourselves breathing with the world, soft and open, and breathing with the world. We take a long, sweet, deep breath together. Great gratitude. Great gratitude for each and every person's dedication and open-heartedness. And you, everyone who listens to this everywhere. Great gratitude. Ooh. Love you all. Create your day knowing that it matters. Love you.